If you enjoy watching Food Network's Chopped television program, you'll be delighted to hear that Chef Scott Conant is making an appearance at the Cincinnati.com Wine and Food Experience at Yateman's Cove Saturday, October 5th. The event celebrates Cincinnati's culinary scene, and I'm delighted to welcome Chef Conant to Around Cincinnati. Thanks for speaking with us, Chef.
I appreciate you taking the time.
Well, you're the one who is so busy these days. You've accomplished so much, a James Beard Foundation Award. You've got several fine dining restaurants. You've written several cookbooks. You're on numerous television programs. It seems that food is still your life, isn't it?
It certainly is. I feel very blessed to be able to, you know, live in the genre of food and be able to do so many different jobs within that.
And did you take any time off this summer to spend with your wife and your precious daughters?
I took a week and went to Turkey. My wife is Turkish, so they spent the summer on the coast with family, and I was able to sneak over there for a week.
And do you cook in your kitchen with your daughter?
I certainly do.
And will we see her in a few years on MasterChef Junior?
We don't do competing networks.
Oh, I forgot about that. But is she picking up a lot of tricks?
She is. You know, she hasn't really expressed a ton of cooking interest where she wants to cook everything with me, but she does cook quite a bit.
And how many restaurants do you own now, and do you have a favorite?
I have three currently. I'm in Scottsdale right now, so I'll be heading over to my restaurant in Phoenix later this afternoon. And I have another one upstate New York called Chelayo in Resorts World Resorts in the Catskills. And, you know, they keep me very busy. I'm working on a new one in Scottsdale, which I'm super excited about as well. So I'm always hustling, always hustling.
And when you're working on a new restaurant, do you ever go to Italy? Is it going to be Italian? Do you go over to Italy for inspiration?
I do. I try to get to Italy at least once a year, sometimes twice. You know, I've been there so many times, I can draw off past experiences and past trips.
And you'll be in Cincinnati October 5th for what's being called a chef's session with you. Will this be a presentation similar to others you've done across the country?
Yeah, you know, there's so much fun. We do a combination of a meet and greet, Q&A, and then I'll do a cooking demo as well. I think I'm going to make ricotta nudie for everyone. And, you know, it's just interactive and fun, and we talk, and I tell jokes. You know, I have two really good jokes, and I try to use them as much as I can.
And what are some of the more interesting questions that you've been asked during any of those Q&As?
You know, it always boils down to what's the craziest thing you've had to eat on air. And the list is long, so, you know, to get through that takes a little bit of time.
At the Cincinnati.com Wine and Food Experience, there'll be a wine tasting from Martha Stewart's wine collection. Have you spent much time in her kitchen or on any of her television programs?
Over the years, many times. I don't remember the first time I did one of her shows, probably in the 90s. Obviously, she's been at it a very long time, and I feel like I'm catching up.
Do you live near her? Isn't she over on the East Coast also?
She's on the East Coast, but, you know, obviously she travels quite a bit. I actually reside in Phoenix, in Scottsdale. So I travel back and forth to New York and Scottsdale quite a bit, as well as Los Angeles. And I shoot a little bit in L.A. as well.
Didn't you used to live in Connecticut?
I was born and raised in Connecticut, and I moved from there when I was 18. I moved to Manhattan. I lived in Germany, New Orleans, and places like that, cooked around. And then I moved to New York City, and I lived there for 27 years. And about 3 years ago, I moved out to Arizona.
And what is it about Arizona that's so attractive?
Other than the summer, which is, you know, which is really oppressively hot. You know, year-round, it's a great place to live. It's a great place to raise kids. The sun is always shining. There's a lot of positive spirit. It's just people are in a good mood all the time. It's a great place to be. It really is. And it's such a difference than New York City and that tough lifestyle. Nobody moves to New York City to live a great life, right? You go there to gain work experience and to get ahead in life. And I feel like Arizona is a place where you can enjoy life a little bit more.
And the food sources are different than what's up on the East Coast, isn't it? To local source for your restaurants?
Yeah, well, there's also a lot of purveyors from Los Angeles that come to Arizona as well. As well as the purveyors from Las Vegas. So there's plenty of options.
And your last cookbook was published 2013, I think. Any plans for a new one?
Always working, always hustling. Nothing I can talk about at the moment, but I'm trying.
And have you ever considered creating a specialty wine for your restaurants?
Well, you know, I actually have two wines with my daughter's names on them. Isla, which is my older daughter, is a Pinot Grigio from Friuli. And I have a Super Tuscan called Caria after my younger daughter.
And have you been to Cincinnati before and sampled any of our restaurants?
You know, I haven't. Years ago, I drove across country and I went through Cincinnati. But I'm really looking forward to coming there. You know, I grew up a big baseball fan, and obviously, you know, the Big Red Machine was huge when I was a kid. So I've always wanted to go to Cincinnati, and there won't be baseball playing at the time, but I've always been a fan of the city.
And you could go to the Reds Hall of Fame while you're here and revisit the Big Red Machine.
Well, I look forward to that.
And what's this fall hold for you? More episodes of CHOP, maybe a new restaurant opening, and a holiday vacation?
Yeah, in November, we're opening a new restaurant in Scottsdale called The Americano. And then I have all kinds of stuff. We're shooting some new shows. We have some shows that we've already shot that are going to start to air. There's nothing I can talk about at the moment. We haven't released it yet. So all kinds of fun stuff.
Well, we wish you much continued success and a safe trip to here in Cincinnati, Chef.
That is very kind of you. I appreciate that. I'll see you in a couple months.
I've been in conversation with Chef Scott Conant, who's one of the stars of the Food Network's CHOP series. He'll be making a personal appearance at the Cincinnati.com Wine and Food Experience at Yateman's Cove on Saturday, October 5th. The event runs from 1 to 4 p.m. and celebrates Cincinnati's culinary scene with a number of events and special guests. You'll find a detailed list of activities along with reservation opportunities at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Lee Hay.